Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I'm
learning
to read.
Yes, I'm learning to read.
Yes, I'm learning
to read on Jesus.
Every day I'm finding I'm learning to lean
on Jesus.
Yes, I'm learning
to
lean. Yes, I'm at an altar I knelt. I found peace, so serene and all that he asked
us
is a childlike trust and a heart that's
pure
and clean. Yes,
I'm
learning to read. Every day I'm
learning to read. When I'm alone and in despair, I call on Jesus, and he's always there.
Oh, yes, he is.
You know he'll never leave me.
Everywhere.
He won't forsake me. He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
He'll be there.
Anytime. Oh, anywhere. Yes, I'm
learning to
lean.
Learning to
lean. Oh, you know I'm
learning
to lean
on Jesus.
Oh, you know I'm
finding
more.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, My brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's verse of encouragement would normally be provided by Brother Ben Griffin. However, unfortunately, he is not with us on today. So what we are going to do on this first Thursday of the 2024 new year is open the line for prayer requests. If anyone has a request at this time, if you would please press the number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. Of course, naturally, it is my request. Continue praying for each other, praying for every family represented on the call in all the ways that they may stand in need of, that God would bless them, that he would keep us all safe, and that he would do things in our lives that we know that it was but God, and that it's in such a way that it's an example to others that they also know that it was an intervention from the good Lord up above, just to bless us all that we do things in a way that represents him and not out of our own selfish will, that we seek his guidance before we take action on all matters. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request.
Yes, this is Brother McFall. I just want to just thank God for everything, but just asking you guys to keep my family in prayers. We lost one of our loved ones yesterday, and just praying for our family and praying for her son that she leaves behind, praying that he's able to get through this, and just continue to pray for me and my family that we continue to do what is asked of us, and that we continue to keep God first and focus on the things that we need to, and just continue to watch over those this weekend that will be dealing with the snow, hazardous weather, and all those things with the cold coming in the snow, and just continue to keep our congregation down in Jacksonville in your guys' prayers, as well as we continue to focus on our anniversary that's coming up in a couple of weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, I ask that you all please continue praying for our ministers, that God will continue blessing them in a mighty fine way, just in a way to bless them for taking time out of their mornings to be with us on a daily basis, providing us with these words of encouragement. There are so many other things that they can be doing with their time, but they like to be here with us instead. Caller 1993, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I'd like to ask continued prayer for Kennedy and her health issues, that God will just continue to intervene and he will provide that kidney for her. Continue to pray for the doctors and nurses that continue to take care of her as well, asking prayer for the issues that she's having with her legs and just overall her health. Also pray for my brother, Brother David Hood, and his cancer journey, and for my mom and my dad, and pray for our country as a whole, and pray for me for continuous guidance and strength from the Lord, and that he'll continue to put people in my path that are able to help me here at home. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, please pray for everyone that's traveling, that we would all just respect each other's space so that we can all make it to and from our destination safely, especially our truckers. My husband in particular can't exactly stop on a dime when they're driving with all of that weight behind them as well as the weight in front of them. So let us be cognizant of that and not do things that will cause them to have to make a snap decision and put so many people in danger. There are no other requests at this time. So I'm also praying for everyone that we all make this year a better year than last year, and that we all make God and Jesus our priority and live in our lives in a way to reflect such. Brother Brian Tansel is going to close us out in a word of prayer. So Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you for kicking off our program today. Thank you, everyone who dialed in and asked for prayer. And prayer changes things. The Lord hears our prayer, Bible tells us, and he is always listening. And prayer just allows us to get our minds to a better place sometimes, or at least a place of strength and comfort where we can work through life's challenges and come out positively on the other side. I'm going to tell you one quick story, and then we'll follow up with our prayer request. So a couple months ago, I had catered a lunch for a physician office. There was a gentleman working at this restaurant, and they were running late, and they got the food out a little late, but I was still really patient. And so he just said, you know, thank you so much for working with us. And, you know, we were talking there for a minute between him and the staff preparing the food. And he's a Christian, and we just kind of bonded mentally there, and so we exchanged phone numbers. And he sends me a morning message every day, a spiritual message, and we've been keeping in touch the last couple of months. So he worships at a Baptist church, and of course I'm Church of Christ, as you know. But I get a text last night asking for prayer for him. His name is Harvey. His youngest son just passed away from a drug overdose. So, you know, you never know what can happen in people's life. And sometimes it happens so quickly, but I'm just glad I'm here to pray for him. And I called him on the phone and spoke to him last night and just tried to be there for him like a friend would. You know, only 2 months known this guy. So we never know how God is going to ask us to show up in life. So that's all I'm asking. Be the best you can be always, every day without fail. Be there for other people. And with that, I will turn to a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for listening and hearing us on this call this morning. And thank you for the prayer requests from the brave folks who call in and just really ask that you give a special listening ear to the folks here at Grace Nurture. Brother, we're praying for Brother McFall's friend's son, and may he get through whatever his challenge might be and come back to the Lord. Father, so many of our children, we worry about them. We don't know what they may be doing or what's happening, but we ask that they will hold on to your hand and come back, falling away or Lord, the way that they come back before they get into the devil's grasp. We're praying that this weather pattern keeps us safe out here, especially in the east where we're not used to all of these weather patterns and changing conditions, and make people slow down and respect each other's space. And we will get through it if everyone just has a little more patience, have a big cup of patience at this time. We're praying for Brother McMahon's business too, and him, and may he continue to grow and prosper. We're praying for Sister Pam. Just give her strength. And this warrior has been through so much and still standing, Lord. She is a great sister. Thank you for building her up to be strong as wheat and just being able to withstand everything thrown at her in life and still keep her balance. This is a great lady, and we all on this call pray for her, and we continue her and Kennedy in prayer. May Kennedy continue to battle through these health issues. May the doctors give her the treatments that she needs and deserves. Sometimes we have to advocate for those. We don't always know what they are, but sometimes we have to advocate for the best if we find out there's something better. Lord, be with her brother David, who has cancer. Be with her father, be with her again. And we thank you for Sister Pam being such an awesome lady. And we are with you, Sister Pam. Keep fighting, and we'll keep praying, and the Lord will keep listening. We're praying for traveling grace for the truckers who are on the road, especially Sister Danielle's husband. May he be safe out there carrying goods and supplies to and fro to his destinations. Continue to keep him safe and bring him back home to his lovely wife and family. And we pray that everyone makes this year a better year than last year. There's something we can all do better this year than last year. Think about that, ponder on that, release that, and ask God to give you vision as to what that is. What is it, Lord, that you expect of me this year more than last year? I don't want to just meet expectations. I want to exceed expectations. Help me do that. So this is our prayer, and we thank you for listening to Grace Nurture today. Everyone have an awesome day and keep fighting. May Jesus bless us all. Amen.